Is Maron on the phone?
I'm right here, buddy.
Dude, first of all, last week you leave me hanging. Everybody on the blog is asking where you are.
I'm right here, man. I just did a morning show here in Seattle. I was talking about masturbation. I got to switch gears.
Well, let me ask this. You were supposed to show up 20 minutes ago. You do a different show instead?
I would have done your show, but you're not on in Seattle. I got two shows to do tonight in Seattle, so I had to do some local radio here. I apologize, Sam. I love you very much. I think you're doing a great job with the new show. I don't think there's a reason we should fight if you want to. I mean, I'm out here in the world, you know, having a life. I know you're stuck there and everything, but, you know, I think you're doing a great job. If you want to spend this time bickering and arguing, we can do that, Sam.
No, I don't want to do that, Mark.
So what's it, what, there's a, I'll tell you, I got a problem with Catholic radio. I don't think you should be ashamed to have a problem with Catholic radio. This is a war, Sam, and these single-minded religious people are like a malignancy. They're like a cancer that we have to fight. We are the chemo, Sam.
We're the chemo.
That's right. And let me ask you something. This is what I wanted to talk about. I had a problem with a blog guy about there was a little bit of liberal reaction to Bill Clinton, you know, speaking his mind very eloquently and with the proper amount of passion to that moron Chris Wallace. And I actually read some liberal response that was like, he lost his cool. You didn't say that, did you?
Well, I said he lost his cool?
No, but what was your feeling about it? I thought it was great that he did what he did, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I wish he had done more of that when he was in office, quite frankly, and I wish he'd been doing more of it for the past 4 years.
I'm so sick of liberal player hating, man. I am so sick of it. I could not believe that this guy, I'm not even going to mention his name, he's a guy who mails me his blog every day, was critical of the president saying that he felt embarrassed that it had gone too far. And I,
what?
I
don't know who wrote that, dude.
I didn't know.
No, if anything, I would have liked Clinton to go further.
Right, exactly. And that smug little Chris Wallace, but the thing that this guy was pointing out was that, you know, he felt that that Clinton had been trapped and sandbagged, and I don't even think that's true.
Oh, he definitely was sandbagged.
Yeah, but even if he was sandbagged, it wasn't like he wasn't prepared to speak his mind as he's wont to do occasionally. Maybe
well, I mean, that's the amazing thing. I mean, George Bush couldn't answer, you know, how do you find, what are the directions back to your house?
Yeah.
If it hadn't been scripted out for him. I mean, can you imagine Bush going with a hostile questioner? I mean, forget about it.
Yeah, and I just think that no matter how you've dealt with these guys before, you like talking to them more than I do. I really have no patience for conservatives because really, honestly, at this point, anybody who is still, you know, abiding by the right's talking points has got to be retarded. And I, you know, I don't mean to use that word inappropriately, but I'm a fan of that word, but they have no argument for anything. Am I wrong?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, we had a guy call in today saying George Allen is not a racist. You've got now over a half a dozen people who have come out and said that he used the N-word repeatedly. You've got two people who have confirmed the story that he cut off the head of a deer and shoved it in a black family's mailbox. And this is not to mention that just a month and a half ago, he used macaca, which is essentially the N-word in French, for a brown kid who was videotaping him at one of his campaign stops.
Well, how do they justify that? Are they all of a sudden going to become...
I'll tell you exactly how they justify it.
Yeah.
Robert Byrd was in the KKK.
So this is the point I'm trying to make here, Sam, is that these idiots, the bottom line is they are so proud about being responsible, taking responsibility for your life, pulling yourself up by your bootstraps, don't rely on the system, yet I have never seen a group of people more unwilling to take responsibility for their own policy, their own people. They are the biggest blamers I have ever seen in my life, and they should be ashamed of that, because what is more, even in the White House, this is a president that said he was going to restore honor to the office, yet what's more immoral, getting a BJ or killing almost 3,000 Americans because of a lie? What is the barometer of morality?
Well, torture, good. Extramarital sex, horrible. Killing tens of thousands of innocent Iraqis, good.
3,000 Americans, almost.
Yeah, and nearly 3,000 Americans as well. I hear you, Mark. Man, you've been bottled up for a couple of weeks.
I am so livid right now, and I'm mad at everybody. You know, I was just in Vancouver, spent a couple of days with Ms. Garofalo.
Uh-huh.
We took a 5-mile walk, and if only we had had a recording device. It was like a radio show. It's so interesting that when you get two people that used to do radio who aren't on the radio, the conversation literally unfolded like a show.
Well, you know, they do have recording devices now.
We Really? How do you do it? Do you have to turn it on?
Yeah. Well, listen, we only got 2 minutes left, and there's a couple of things I want to clear up.
Uh-huh.
One, are you going to join us every Friday for at least a half an hour?
Yeah, I am. And the problem has been, Sam, is that when we talked about doing this, you know, the idea was I do it on my ISDN line from my home, which will be fine. And I'm going to be home for a stretch, you know, starting next week. We can do it, you know, over the ISDN line. It'll sound like I'm right there with you, and I'll have headphones on. I'll get all that stuff put into place for next week. And I'm not trying to,
okay. All right. That's all right. And I'm going to actually be in D.C., so hopefully we'll have two ISDN lines. Right, Justin? Okay, good.
You guys will call mine from your studio.
Now, here's the other question. All right. We've got a minute and a half left.
Right.
Have you heard the story of Representative Foley from Florida?
No, tell me.
He's been sending emails to a 16-year-old page, one that didn't even work for him.
Yeah.
You tell me, is this stuff creepy or what? And it's from his personal email account. I just emailed Will being a friend of this other page. He's such a nice guy. He acts much older than his age, and he's in really great shape. Then he goes on in another email, send me a picture of you as well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, Sam, it's easy to misinterpret the tone of emails.
Yeah, I know. Unbelievable. You know what this guy is? If you go to his website, it is all about how he is a protector of children.
Yeah, well, you know what that means.
Yes.
That's sort of like a pimp is a protector.
Yeah, exactly. <yeah. laughs> Head of the Congressional Congress on Child Safety, and he's going out there and making sure each one of them... the head of the Congressional Caucus on Safety.
I got to do some research on this one.
I bet. And just, you know, we only got 40 seconds left.
How you keep giving these time these countdowns. It's very exciting.
Well, just give me 15 seconds on your thought that we're now a pro-torture nation.
Well, you know, all I can say, it's about time, and I hope they use it out in the streets when you get pulled over by a cop. I just hope it trickles down to every element of society, whereas, like, if you do something bad at work, they just bring you into the torture room and they pull the teeth out. Or, you know, it's going to get very exciting. That's all I'm saying, and just watch yourself.
All right. We will talk to you next week. Mark Maron, thank you so much.
Yeah.